you and I spoke last, you talked about the plane being taken. That was the word you used, which really, you know, it's stuck in my head and a lot of our viewers' heads. What are the other scenarios you think that they should be looking for?
Well, I do still believe the plane was taken. There's enough evidence of it having been flown to support that. But even if it was a ghost plane or zombie plane, even if there had been a catastrophic failure and the flight rebooted itself like any computer would reboot itself, the default behavior of that would have been to go 360 degrees, which would be due north. It wouldn't be to default to go south. So, you know, whether it was catastrophic failure or whether the plane was taken intentionally, we still believe that there are options that should be explored, and many of those options are actually over land. They're not over the sea.
We just learned yesterday, Sarah, about a possible cell phone connection, and that's all we know at this point. We don't know whether there was a call or anything else, but a cell phone tower made contact with the co-pilot's cell phone well after the plane turned off course, well after the communications were turned off. Why do you think that information is just coming out now, given how central it could be?
I don't know. It's amazing to me how much information is withheld by the Malaysian government and just kind of released in dribs and drabs. It's almost like it's enough to keep us from starving, like giving a sip of water to a dying man. But, you know, I would have thought that the first thing they would have done is checked all the cell phone towers within possible distance of that flight path to see if there was any kind of connection activity for all the passengers, not just for the pilot. They clearly have everybody's cell phone numbers or could have easily garnered those. So it's really amazing to me that we're only hearing this now.